He's coming up at 4 o'clock, and right now coming up is my in-studio guest, Harry Dramkin. Harry, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us an opportunity to chat.
Oh, Arturo, it's my pleasure altogether, and to get a little plug in for our performance at Dazzle Thursday night. I really love that tune, Darn That Dream.
It's one of my favorites.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Tune. It's a great thing.
And it's been, over the decades, it's been done in many different styles, upbeat, in ballads, in Latin jazz, and, you know, other styles of jazz as well.
A mark of a great tune. Yeah,
absolutely.
A mark of a great tune.
And this is a great sequel to your previous album, and we're very happy that, you know, you came up with another one, your previous one, After the Rain, the name of the great John Coltrane song, and this reincarnation of a lovebird is titled after a Charles Mingus song.
Absolutely. It's a great composition of Mingus. It's a long format tune, so it's a little long maybe to get on the daytime radio, but you told me that it gets played at night, so I hope people will come and hear it live. Mingus wrote it for Charlie Parker.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's terrific. He didn't write lyrics for it, but various singers have also done it, and there's some great versions out there. I love this. It's really a good inspiration for the album. And a friend of mine, who's an artist, did the artwork for this, and it's a nice rendition. It's he offers his. Gifts to the world, and the world changes is short. So kind of like Bird, change music.
Absolutely. Right? And you and the quartet will be playing this Thursday at Dazzle. Is it a 7 p.m. show?
I think it's 6:30.
6:30
start.
Yeah. Okay. And who will be the accompanist for you?
Eric Gunnison on piano, Mark Simon on drums, and Todd Reed. Mark Simon on bass and Todd Reed on drums.
Okay.
A great collection. These are great players.
And there's no doubt about it. And Eric and Mark and Todd, all three of them, have played together over the years many, many, many times, either by themselves or as an accompanying trio. And so you're in good hands.
You know, one of my friends said that Eric can make anybody sound good. He does. It's great.
We're very gifted and very fortunate to have Eric Gunnison living here along the Front Range, because he could live in, for instance, let's say New York, the capital of jazz, and be traveling all over the world and doing studio sessions, and he likes living here,
you know? But, you know, he was Carmen's pianist for a while, so he...
Carmen McRae.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's had travel and around-the-world stuff as well. But
sure.
It is great to have him here.
Hey, Mark Simon was part of that as well, backing up Carmen McRae.
That's great.
So, okay. Yeah, and you know... The world-class singer from Italy, based in New York now, Roberta Gamberini, adores Eric and Mark. And whenever she wants to do a recording, she'll send for them.
Yeah, that's quite a tribute, I think.
So this Thursday, will you be playing the songbook of your new recording?
Pretty much. That's pretty much the set list to do the songs. So I, if people come, I know they'll enjoy it. Okay.
You're a retired doctor of medicine.
I am.
Okay, but you still do like some consulting work that takes you on a occasional visit somewhere out
maybe
of the area.
Maybe a little bit. I do a couple of days for the VA in Cheyenne. One of those is a telemedicine day I do from home, and then I do some extra days here and there at Porter and Littleton hospitals when they need some help. So I'm retired, but I'm not.
Well, that's great that you work for the veterans. That's very admirable you do that.
Yeah. No.
My in-studio guest is Dr. Harry Dramkin, or now just Harry Dramkin, saxophonist. And he'll be playing with his quartet, the Reincarnation of a Lovebird playbook from his second album, which is being heard a lot here on Kuvo. And while you were practicing medicine, you know, as your career, were you still dabbling in jazz or playing sax as a hobby, or?
You know, that I've made a few large mistakes in my life. One of them was giving up playing for about 30 years.
Oh my goodness!
And then my son Rob Drapkin became a musician, and he's known in town. He got me back into it. So at least for around 10 years or so, I've been back and. I'm not quite to where I was when I was a youngster, but right. I'm getting close.
And so you basically had to relearn your instrument once you decided to take jazz up again.
You know, there is an aspect of getting back on the bicycle, but maybe the hardest thing is the endurance, you know.
And especially here in the Mile High City area, the breathing and, you know, the lack of oxygen.
I thought it was just my age.
Age is just a number. How old would you be if you didn't know your age, you know?
Oh, I would be much younger, but the mirror then, you know, hits me. Okay.
Of course, you know. But that's great. No, because you do sound, you know, very good on the saxophone. You've played live for us here in the KUVO studio, and you might be playing live for us again, because looking down the road, because before you know it, we'll be celebrating the entry of 2025. And in January, you are bringing an amazing world-class vocalist, Judy Nymack, to come play with you at Dazzle again.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to do Mingus music.
Oh,
okay. So, and some of those tunes are in her regular repertoire. So I think Judy will be a perfect fit for this.
Yeah, because she's an outstanding educator as well, conducting vocal clinics.
Yeah,
and
I think she was head of vocal studies at the University in Berlin.
She was for many, many, many years. You know, even though she's from Greater Los Angeles, Pasadena, she, you know, been all over the world. So great that she'll
lucky.
Be coming back,
yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
Wow, looking forward to that. All right. Again, my guest has been Harry Dramkin of the Harry Dramkin Quartet. Their latest album, Reincarnation of a Lovebird, they'll be performing that this Thursday at Dazzle, 6:30, Harry on saxophone with Eric Gunnison, Mark Simon, and Todd Reed. Oh, my. That's going to be a good old time. Before the interview that I've been conducting with Harry, we played the tender side, so to say, of Harry doing a wonderful ballad rendition of Darn That Dream. Now we're going to hear something more upbeat to show you got both sides of the coin covered. Let's hear from Chick's tune. Now, is my assumption correct that that's a tribute to Chick Corea?
It is. Written by Chick.
Right. Okay.
And it's the changes to You Stepped Out of a Dream.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Very Chick.
Well, Harry, again, thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh,
continued success. We hope to see you soon at Dazzle this Thursday and around town at other times. And then in January when you team up with the outstanding vocalist, Judy Nymack. So continued success.
Arturo, thank you. Thank you, KUVO. And keep listening, everyone.
All right. Thank you, sir.